another convoy reaches Kuwait. For the U.S. Air Force and Army combat truckers who have been on the road for days, the trip is exhausting and dangerous. On the way out, the trucks face gunfire and rock throwing. For soldiers like 21-year-old Johan Robinson, the departure is a part of history.
We have come to place safety for our own people over here during our operations, and safety of the others from terrorism.
The drawdown has been underway for months, but in recent days, movement has accelerated at U.S. bases in Kuwait that serve as transit points. The goal, to fulfill President Obama's promise to have the troops home by the Christmas holiday. What took 8 years to put into place is being dismantled in weeks. One of the generals overseeing the drawdown calls it the biggest trucking operation since the World War II mission that supplied U.S. troops invading Europe.
We've moved 1 million tons with 4,000 vehicles in the same amount of time. They did it over 90 days, 3 months period. We've done it in two, really, from October 16th to today.
Most camps in Iraq have been emptied or handed over to Iraqi authorities, a process that began in the north, making its way south. U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Kirk Stewart has deployed several times since the war started in 2003.
And I almost feel like I've spent more time here than I have in the States over the last 6 or 7 years. So it's definitely historic in terms of finally bringing things to a close and closing bases that I've traveled to and from over numerous times over the last several years. But seeing them close and bringing things home feels pretty good.
Specialist Robinson says his deployments have caused his family suffering, and he hopes the sacrifices that U.S. soldiers have made will mean a safer world. He also hopes that no others will have to fight in Iraq again.
A lot of blood been shed in this country, and now that we're going to be gone, I know that either my friends or family is going to come back here to this country and do more damage. So it's actually a relief.
For the troops returning home and the families of the more than 4,000 Americans who perished in this war, this journey out of Iraq is the end of a chapter. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, on the Kuwait-Iraq border.